This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, October 15th. God's word for you today is direction. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21, and it says, "Your own ears will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, 'This is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left.'" So, physical, mental, and spiritual barriers exist, and yesterday we said that the job of the physical and spiritual barriers is to program the mind and establish a mental barrier. Once the mental barrier is established, the person goes into auto mode, doing things without even thinking. Therefore, if we can unravel how to break mental barriers, we can make significant progress in our lives. Barriers exist to condition. The ultimate goal of a barrier is conditioning and not resistance. What do I mean? When you come against a barrier, you will experience resistance to progress or resistance to entering into whatever the barrier is limiting you from. However, the ultimate objective of the barrier is not resistance, it is conditioning. No one bumps into a wall repeatedly. After bumping into the wall once and feeling the impact, we do our best to avoid the wall. And it is because walls condition our minds and set boundaries for how we go. When there is a barrier, mostly the barrier is effective because the barrier conditions our mind. So, when you see a gate, a barrier, you stand in front of it and knock. Why do you knock? Why don't you just run into the gate? You do not run into the gate because once you see the gate, the mind is conditioned that you cannot go past that situation. And there are three main mental conditionings that we are trusting that God will break in our lives beginning today in the name of Jesus. We have used relatable terms to coin these mental conditionings. The first is the roundabout conditioning. This is very tricky because the barrier is not resistant, but directional. That means the person's life is just going round and round in circles. There is nothing really stopping the person from going round, so there is no resistance to motion. But directionally, the person is not making progress. In decision making, for instance, some people are stuck in this roundabout conditioning. The decision is before them, but they are unable to make it. Instead, they are going around in circles. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that roundabout conditioning will break now. For some, it is in your business that you're going round and round. This is very tricky because motion is achieved, but roundabout motion is what is achieved. Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 3 says, "You have been wandering around in this hill country long enough. Turn to the north." To overcome the roundabout conditioning, you need to get direction. And today, God will give you direction in the name of Jesus. As God said to them, "Turn to the north," you will hear his voice giving you direction. Let us pray. Father, help me to be sensitive to your voice and your leading. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.